island of Byron and beyond.
Belly on Bay FM is proudly sponsored by the Mullum and New Brighton Farmers Markets.
Summertime and the shopping is easy. The produce is fresh and the farmers are local. Kids are entertained. The live music is sweet.
New Brighton Farmers Market, every Tuesday, 7 to 11am. Come and feel the vibe. You won't want to leave.
Oh, I wonder, no. Should I stay? Should I go? Should I go now?
Yasu and Opa, this is Sister Brother Elias. You're listening to The Belly Show, Bay FM. Opa. We've got a cracker of a show lined up for you. We're going to have Cecile from Peace, Love and Crepes, who does her awesome crepes at the Mullum and New Brighton Farmers Markets festivals. And also most recently, I believe she also does a Wednesday crepe day at Pure Melt Chocolate. So we'll move on into the weather. We've got a maximum of 22 degrees today, partly cloudy, medium chance of showers. It's already showering, and the winds are southeasterly, 25 kilometers per hour. It is 12:09. You're in the Belly Kitchen. We're going to introduce Cecile. Cecile, welcome to the Bay FM Belly Show. Yasu.
Yasu, Elias.
Pleasure to have you here.
Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's a real joy, and I feel that that one of the main reasons that I've called you into the studio to share this time we have is that I found that at the markets you would always greet me particularly with a smile, and I'd watch how you go through the day, and I'm like, yeah, this woman really is sharing love, whether it's through the food, but actually just acknowledging people, eye to eye contact, smile, yasu, and all these beautiful greetings. I was like, this woman has to come on the show to share a bit of that love here on the in the Bay FM studio. So yeah, it's a joy to have you here. I feel like we can groove a little bit today and share that love with all the listeners of the Bay FM show. So how about giving us a little bit of an intro? Where were you born, and what was your food journey when you started off as a young tacker?
So I was born in southeast of France, mm-hmm. and I was living with my mum, who's from northwest of France, which is Brittany, where okay. that's where the crepes come from.
Right.
So I've made crepes all my life, really.
Wowza.
With her.
Okay.
I just tried to make crepes on those flat pans here in Australia, but it's not that hard, actually.
So in France, per se, when you were growing up, what was the way you'd make it? Was it in a skillet or, you know, on a gas stove? How did you
do
it?
Yeah, just on a gas stove, on a little pan, crepe pan.
A little crepe pan.
Yeah.
Which means it's thin and wide and, like, it's got a thin base. And
yeah.
Wow, great. Tell me some of those memories you have as a child. Like, what were some of these iconic...
You
said Brittany, but what does Brittany mean for us people who are not really aware of the makeup of France?
So it's just the closest to Great Britain, okay. Britain, so England.
Yes.
And they have a lot of crepes and seafood there.
Mm-hmm.
So every region's got their own thing, and that's what the crepes. Yeah, that's the story of crepes there.
Is there maybe something you can share about the lineage of crepes, and maybe there's a story or something, how they originated, like someone...
Oh, yeah. So the crepes, the savoury crepes are made with buckwheat.
Ah, wow.
So they are gluten-free.
You mean from back in ancient times, per
se?
Yeah,
well, that's what I really wonder, actually. Yeah. I'm still wondering that, because buckwheat comes from China.
Right.
So it would have been one of those Brittany people travelling around the world, bringing the grains back from China, I think.
Okay.
And then they made it up, being for the savoury ones.
So savoury crepes were buckwheat.
Yeah.
And sweet crepes were made with?
With just wheat flour, okay. milk and eggs.
Right. Well, that's a fascinating fact there.
Yeah.
And that's the darker crepe that you have and you share. Has a more earthy flavour sort
of
thing.
Yeah, it does, yeah.
Wow.
But I don't use any egg or milk, which they do in Brittany. So I make them totally vegan, and I don't use the flour, but I use buckwheat kernels that I activate.
Right.
So it's a bit more digestible.
You mill it or something? How do you ground it up afterwards?
Yeah, I blend it with water and salt.
Okay. So the texture may be a little bit denser if it's without the egg and the milk per se.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, fascinating stuff. I love it. I love the journey of food. I get excited, you know, when I hear and trace it back. It sends me like on a visual journey in my head, you know, when you say these things. And so I really appreciate that as a gift. And it's a really popular thing these days. I mean, if it was all these years ago that it was buckwheat, now it's like the in thing. Are you finding like people like, oh yeah, you know, buckwheat, you're a hipster. You're a hipster crate person, or is this something new, like a phase or something?
Well, here it becomes like that. Yeah, a lot of people actually told me, oh yeah, I do buckwheat pancakes at home and stuff. But yeah, it's just traditional for us. Like not even we know that it is gluten-free, you know.
Wow.
In France.
Okay. All right. Well, I think we've got a flavour of you already. And we'll go to our first check-in for the commercial break. We're going to go with a track. This is Love Rain Down from the Café Dormar series. You are listening to The Belly Show, Sister Brother Elias, in the studio with Cecile from Peace, Love and Crepes. Yasur. All right, that's cool. Yep, cool. Audio is clear. You're speaking with, you know, like this nice tone. So lots of things to celebrate early on. In terms of the music, tell me, pick a couple of tracks because I'm going to mix it up. If you were to pick one from that one, we'll probably be more fun.
Thank you. Get a free education in Byron Bay culture on Bay FM 99.9.
Summertime and the shopping is easy. New Brighton Farmers Market. The produce is fresh and the farmers are local. Kids are entertained. The live music is sweet. Hang out with our colourful community.
Oh, I wonder, no, should I stay? Should I go? Should I go now?
Come and feel the vibe. You won't want to leave. New Brighton Farmers Market every Tuesday, 7 to 11 a.m. Loving sponsors on Bay FM. Should I stay?
Ah, one of my favourite simple pleasures to do in Brunswick Heads. Early morning coffee overlooking the river at the Terrace Espresso Bar.
Open from 6am and 11:30am for lunch, the Terrace Espresso Bar serves beautiful Italian La Casa del Café coffee and a mouth-watering menu, delicious fresh breakfast and lunch dishes. With its sunny alfresco dining and excellent service, the Terrace is the perfect place to hang out, chat, watch the world go by, or quick in and out for an early morning takeaway. Open 7 days a week, 365 days a year from 6am. Visit station sponsor, the Terrace Espresso Bar in the seaside village of Brunswick Heads, corner of Fingal Street and the Terrace, opposite the park, overlooking the river.
You are listening to The Belly Show. This is Sister Brother Elias. Opa! We're joined in the studio with Cecile from Peace, Love and Crepes. And that was an awesome track there. Yasu, Love Rain Down from Café Del Mar. And so the beautiful thing I feel to share from my experience of French people and the French culture is they love food.
They do.
They love food and they have this connection with the food and everything is like, the, you know, I've been fortunate enough in my experience to have some French people work for us. Benny Boy, Yasu and Patrick, I love you guys. And what I learned from them is that is like this dedication. Mm. Like when they get into food, it's like,
it's very serious.
It's serious, but it's like a love serious. It's not like a serious for the sake of being serious. It's like, I'm going to take utmost care of this ingredient and wash it with care and make sure it's fully ready to shine and use it in this dish and tend to it. And so I'm like, wow. And I've realized that that's maybe something you can share something about. What is it? How do you grow up and how is that affinity with food cultivated?
I don't know where and how it comes from, but it's just inbuilt in us.
It's just genetic.
I don't know. It's all about food in our lives. Like we wake up and already the breakfast is important. And, you know, mothers, they work the whole day, but they will still go back home, you know, after work and still cook the whole dinner for the whole family. Would usually be fresh food and it's important.
Give us an idea. What are some of these things? You would wake up as a child and what would be on the breakfast table?
Breakfast is light. It's not like here.
Yes.
It's the smallest meal of the day.
Mm-hmm.
That could usually be just like toast with jam and butter and hot chocolate or coffee. That they even dip the toast in the coffee. That's what they do.
Let's talk about the French people and bread.
Oh, yeah.
We have to talk about bread.
Yeah.
So
it's part of us.
When you're talking toast, we're not talking tip-top.
No, we're not talking what we call tartines, which are not toasted. It's just a piece of bread, but a really yummy bread.
Yeah.
And we put some butter on it and jam, usually.
It's something I've noticed.